Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I don't want to pigeonhole you with time because I was thinking about your list and I want to get into the list, but maybe we do the list in the next segment.
I like it.
So that way, because right
now, we still got baseball to dabble in a little bit.
And in moments, we're giving away a chance to win the Bronco.
What game are we playing? Fact or fiction?
We're playing fact or fiction again. And the questions that, in fact, have been asked.
Some awful, by the way. Whoever came up with these questions.
I think RJ did, no?
No, this is not RJ.
No,
RJ.
That's me.
All these questions are your questions.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
And you just said this awful.
There's some bad. I mean, come on. Look at some of these. I give him credit because there's tons of questions, but come on.
Some of these are really bad?
I think really
some
bad.
Some of them are funny.
Some of them are hurtful.
I don't know.
Some of them are hurtful.
I don't.
Look at the question.
Oh, the second one from the... Right. Yeah, that's not nice. But I think entertaining, and that's why we're here, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. Chris, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. I'd just like to make a point about Nestor Cortez. I think he's more of like a crafty type pitcher, and I'm just wondering, what do you think about the play about the pitch clock and how that is influencing his game? And also, I think every pitcher is susceptible to getting, you know, a little knocked around third time through the lineup.
But the numbers are not usually that
egregious. This is a knock around though.
That's why, like, hitting 450.
Yeah, this isn't Chris. This isn't just knocked around. This is getting like.
It's not like he goes 180 to 290. He goes like 140 to 450.
Yeah, I mean it's not good. I mean he goes from batting average 229 to 452.
But 229 was the second time around. Wasn't
second time
it?
Around. Yeah. Well, 183 is the first time.
Right. So you go from 183 to 450. That's jarring, is what it is.
Jarring. Yeah, I mean you look at his last five starts. I told you last five starts. He's given up 7 home runs and 21 earned runs.
It's been bad.
In his last five
starts.
There's
no two ways about it. And the fortunate thing is you're playing good baseball, so it kind of gets masked, right? Carlos Carrasco goes out tonight and gets hammered. It's probably the lead on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, that or if they, for some reason, put Vogelbach back in the lineup.
What do you mean?
Again.
He's going to play. He's going to play almost every game.
What do you think he is he's hitting in the month of May?
Vogelbach?
Daniel Vogelbach, month of May.
I'm going to say, do we have any game show music that I could hear?
Oh, I love the game show music.
I like the game show music as well. Yeah, see, now it feels real. Daniel Vogelbach is hitting, I'm going to say, 187 in
May.
Oh,
so close. 188.
Are you serious?
So close. Yeah. I'm a genius.
I'm a genius.
Genius. Not great. 2 home runs on the season.
What are his season-long stats, by the way?
From that spot. Season-long stats, he is giving you 229 with 2 home runs and 13 RBI.
Vogelbach is probably unsure if he has feet.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
That's
not nice at all. So month of May, he is at 188. He's got 1 home run, 9 RBI, and a gorgeous 607 OPS.
I can't buy it.
His slugging percentage in May is .292 as your DH.
And he does nothing for... Like,
he doesn't field.
He can't
doesn't run.
He can't run the bases.
Right.
No, he walks.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense.
I agree. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? I agree with you. So what are you coming after me for?
Like, I'm not. I'd like to go after Buck because I just don't get it. Like, at some point, like, this is just... It's not...
And this was your big acquisition.
It's not good enough.
This is the crown jewel acquisition last trade deadline.
It can't be Buck. I have a hard time believing it's Buck. Why?
You think Epler is saying you're...
Well, Buck has no allegiance to him. I mean, the guy just gave you his numbers. He's not helping. He doesn't do anything else.
But why would Epler? I mean, I know he traded for him, but why would he so desperately? I mean, wouldn't he want to play the young guys?
Well, no, because he's the one that made the move. What is everyone criticizing him most about? Was last year's deadline stunk.
Okay, but they're all, I mean, Naquin's gone.
Givens is gone. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
Yeah, but except him.
So now you're going to demand to play him? It's ridiculous is what it is. All right. Raymond, give me the open.
TNR. Facts or fiction?
Same music. I don't like that. It's not original. Call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. All right, so we're going to play Fact or Fiction again.
Yeah, this is a great game.
It's a great game.
Except for a couple of nasty questions.
Well, I don't know how nasty, in fact, these questions are. And you have to get 2 out of 3 correct.
2 out of 3. Yep, because we don't want Dave put in jail.
Which is really not all that impressive. But that's all you have to do is 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I don't think you need to downplay it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think the first one we had was, we had 1 3-for-3 is the first one won.
Yeah, 3-for-3. Because I changed the rules all on my own.
You're supposed to say that.
Well, because the rules were changed by RJ all by himself.
The rules are the rules. 2 out of 3, and here we go.
You ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Ask me a question.
You want one of the questions?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here's one I really like. Rick has always wanted to play for the New York Rangers.
It's false.
No, it says fact.
No, it does not say fact.
Right on my sheet.
Fiction.
It says factual, always dreamed since he was a little boy playing for the Rangers. Not true?
Well, it's not crazy. I mean, it's not crazy because Mike Richter was one of my favorite goalies.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
It would be crazy. Thank you for the call. I wish the Rangers had drafted me.
So we have audio and it's written here on my sheet.
I like that erased immediately.
All right, let's see if Tom in Hazlitt, he's our first contestant, can get 2 out of 3. Good morning, Tom.
I think Tom booped right away.
I don't understand.
Can I ask a question?
Can we,
if someone gets this right for all these contests, can we play this as like the song that celebrates their win?
What song?
Wait a lifetime moment like this.
I would prefer,
if that's what you want.
I would prefer we play the.
Oh, the Lady Marmalade.
Yeah.
Lady Marmalade.
All right, let's continue right along here.
Go ahead, Rick.
Maybe this guy will be here. And here is Pete in the car. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
You ready? You got to get 2 out of 3 correct.
Let's do this.
You anxious?
No, feeling good.
Yeah, ask him good ones, please.
I was just going to go down the list.
No, because all right, ask this one. This is the nasty one.
Before he was a radio host, Dave worked, that's me, worked as a rodeo clown.
I'm going to say fiction.
You're correct.
That's a nasty question.
So if you get 1 of 2, you win.
You know what's nastier? That you thought it was believable.
Who thought it was believable?
Rick did.
I didn't think that was
believable. If you know the truth, you know that Dave is, I mean, he's fit enough to be a rodeo clown, but he wasn't.
They wouldn't make it as a rodeo clown.
No.
He can't move. Have you seen him walk?
Forget about walking. I don't want to be stabbed in the bottom with a.
Why does it have to be the bottom?
Because he's very protective of his body.
They tend to go towards the bottom.
No, unless you stick it out.
All right, here we go, Pete.
He's very
sorry
protective
for that.
Of it.
Are you ready? I have a nice can. Question 2. Rick once took batting practice with the Mets.
I'll go fast.
You win.
That's right.
Congratulations.
See if he goes 3-for-3.
He goes
3-for-3, he gets the song.
Just for fun. Question 3. You've already won. Congratulations. Dave's most hated team in the NFL, New York Jets.
Fiction.
He's good. Let's continue, Pete. Rick Ward.
No, stop. You
got to save these.
Oh. All right, then. Sorry, Pete.
3-for-3. He
Bye.
Did. He
Congratulations.
Won.
He's on hold.
What's wrong with you?
We're going to do more of these next week.
Because he doesn't get it.
Well, because I didn't realize.
Well, you know why? He's not coming up with the questions.
Because he's doing the work.
Like the college list. Exactly.
Right. The college list was all me.
No. Yeah, right.
With a little assistance from RJ.
We know it was all
you. Some classics.
In your pantry.
Nazareth to bone.
Yeah, we know it was all you. That's why we ran out.
Earl Ham.
Tuesday, again, we're playing. You should get to work now.
I'll get to work Tuesday.
You like Nestor Cortez?
You'll get to work.
You go past the third time through the order. You're done.
I don't feel like I'm treated all that nicely on the show.
You had one job.
You had days, weeks of notice, and you started at 8 o'clock for an 8:15 game.
He was writing it as he said.
Yeah, in his mind, he's going through like stuff that's in his refrigerator. How about Velveeta University?
It was like school when you had homework and you were doing it during homeroom.
He was doing the homework during the actual class.
You know, you laugh all you want. Some of them were very catchy and entertaining.
You started going back to the originals.
I was told, you know what? Maybe bring back some of the oldies but goodies.
Because they know you're lazy.
That's what I was
your
told.
BFF
I believe
knows you're lazy.
I believe John Winthrop told me, maybe go back to some Nazareth Tabone, some Earl Ham.
Yeah,
because that's exactly what you did.
Well, but I didn't do all of them. Boogaloo.
You did Boogaloo.
I did Boogaloo, and I did Tougaloo, which in fact is a school. Who knew Tougaloo was a school?
Sounds like a pastime for you.
You know, why don't you do it? I'm being honest. I don't even know what that means. Oh, how about this?
You don't want to.
How about this? This is why I'm heroic. So I was in touch with somebody yesterday. They said there's a member of the Giants who's very interested in doing some media.
Oh, really?
How would you feel about maybe this player joining you guys on the weekly as we get closer to football season?
I like it.
I said, let's do it.
What's the player?
I can't tell you that
right
now.
Good player.
Very good player.
Offensive player.
I'm not getting into
the... Defensive player.
A known player.
I'm not getting into the... The
special
minutia.
Teams player.
Do you think there's a special teams player that I would say, yes, we want him as a weekly?
Well, if this guy's going to be the one fair catching all the kickoffs, very yeah, important.
That's what we need. Unless it's, Graham Gano, we want him.
Offensive player.
I'm not telling you offense or defense.
Wink.
All I'm, huh?
Give me a wink.
I'll tell you, you guess him, I'll wink to you. I'll wink to you. Or I could tell you off air.
Okay, tell me off air.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right, 1-800-919-3776. All right, you have teased this now. For two full days. You have a list about NFL quarterbacks. Is that accurate?
That is correct, sir.
All right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's something you do that we make fun of you for, and you will be vindicated.
Wipes.
I'm not telling you.
Is it wipes? It's wipes.
It's
right?
I will confirm it's not wipes. Oh. But you're going to be really happy when you find out what
yes.
it is. All right. So let's go. You've been teasing and teasing and teasing this. Let's get into it. Raymond, give me some NFL music, would you? All right, then.
All right. I think it's a good list. So this is Pro Football Focus's top 10 starting quarterbacks headed into the upcoming NFL season. Top 10 according to Pro Football Focus, PFF, if you will.
This feels somewhat lazy, no?
Why is this lazy? Well, I think it's going to be, tell me if you get it's an interesting list.
Top 10. All right. Just for my knowledge, is this one person? Do you know how the panel came about? Is this like a group of people?
This is PFF. This is per Pro Football Focus.
Right, but is this like the analytic stuff they do, or they're just
this
going around?
This is per
around?
Sam Munson.
Okay, so one guy and his opinion.
But it doesn't say what it is.
You know what? I think that matters.
Oh, God. I'm not doing it again. I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done.
Fine. We're done.
I'm not doing it again.
Ray, you don't think it's a good question to know if analytics play a factor
okay,
here?
Okay, you care about analytics.
Or this is just Sam Munson's decision. No, Ray, you don't think that's a legitimate question when it comes to PFF?
No.
Especially when it comes to PFF, because their things could be very weighty.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
There could be a guy in that list.
It's a legitimate question.
There could be a guy in that list that you'll never think of as a top 10 quarterback.
So I just, all I'm asking is this Sam Munson's opinion?
No,
or
this is with the help of Pro Football Focus. I would imagine if it's Pro Football Focus putting it out, this is Pro Football, whatever kind of analytics that they use to decide who the top 10 quarterbacks. Take your stupid eyes off the television and tennis.
I'm watching something.
Shut this off, RJ.
No, don't, because I'm having full conversation while I watch.
This is going great.
I can multitask is what I can do. All right. I'll go with Patrick.
You ruined it.
You shut up. I'll go with Patrick Mahomes.
Yep, you're right. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Easy
all,
one.
All those questions to take Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, like when he did what was it? He goes, I'm going to do the hard one. Give me Joe Montana.
I didn't say anything. All I said is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right.
So I get number one right off the board. Now I'm being up for it.
Our analytics involved. Okay, Pat Mahomes.
It doesn't matter where they are or they're not. I'll still go Mahomes.
Idiot.
What if there were no analytics?
I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, okay, probably Pat Mahomes. Yeah. Am I next?
Yeah, you're next.
I'll take Josh Allen.
Then Josh Allen, number two.
Well, you're good.
Oh, analytics.
Analytics.
There was nothing wrong with my question.
I'll take the great, talented, and supremely healthy Aaron Rodgers.
No, you lose.
You're an idiot.
We're trying to go in order here, aren't we?
Well,
are
no,
we going in
no,
order?
No,
we're
trying to
that.
Go in order. It's only 10.
I mean, the fact that you would guess him third is
yeah,
funny.
Aaron Rodgers, number five.
Okay, there you go.
You're not playing the game right. Aaron Rodgers, number five. Dave, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go...
Analytics.
I'm going to go...
Sharpet.
Justin... No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, number yeah. three. Dave is currently winning the game. He's got 1-3.
Yep.
Ooh, it's pretty good.
So my two answers combined for less than his one answer.
Right, because his answer stunk.
Mm-hmm.
How about... Well, the player you're going to name is clearly on the list, but is he next? I will take...
Analytics.
I will take Jalen Hurts.
Ooh, Jalen Hurts, number seven on the list.
Oh, seven.
The four is still sitting
Dave
right out there.
Dave is in the lead.
Oh, am I playing? I thought because my answer was terrible.
Go.
I'm out.
Oh, here we go. Someone's feelings are hurt. Maybe you should leave the game early.
Yeah. Maybe
I should. This would be about the time you
know. You know what? Let's go with the theme. I'll leave the game early. How about Dave? Go ahead.
No.
Come on.
No.
Don't be a
play
baby.
Play the game, you baby.
What about our buddy in Jacksonville?
Oh, come on. Four?
Trevor Lawrence, number eight. So Raymond has number 5 and 8. Dave Rothenberg is up next. You could cinch the game away right now.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is correct. That's number four. Dave's got 1, 3, and 4.
Genius.
Wow, is he good.
That is good.
RJ Santillo.
How about the new, highly paid Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson, number 6 on the list. So we have number 9 and 10 remaining. Number 9 and 10 remaining. Here's where it gets spicy. Analytics.
Analytics.
Sharp hat.
This is a trick question. Then is what where
I love sharp.
Where are you going?
Intuitive.
They're very intuitive.
You think they like
you? Realize the copy is said in Tutub for
the whole time?
Like the weeks we've been doing it?
It's like,
no, I did not know that.
The whole time. Yeah. It says in Tutub, but Dave and I are so smart that we make it intuitive.
You know what it is? We're intuitive. And because we're intuitive, we say intuitive.
You know what's funny, though? I find myself questioning every time I see it if it's supposed to be intuitive.
No.
Maybe it's like a computer lingo.
In Tutub.
They're so good with their in Tutub.
All right, 9 and 10. Let's go, Raymond.
Just because I want to continue causing problems here, I'll go with my guy, Rain Dakota.
Oh, number 10 on the list, Dak Prescott, number 10. We have number 9 remaining.
So this gets Fugazi right from the jump.
What do you mean?
Put him 10.
You can do it. Come on now,
Dave. I don't know that I
can.
Yeah, I don't think you can either.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's testing me.
I go Fields.
Put a lot of thought into this.
I'm looking at the teams.
Who are you? What is your group?
Stafford, Fields. I don't know how much last year plays into it, so I don't know if Geno Smith should be even considered. I'm going to say no.
Well, if Hurts is in there, then last year plays a big part.
Yeah, but they have Hurts at 7.
Deshaun Watson.
Tua?
No, I don't think Tua will be that guy. I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. No.
Wrong.
Yeah.
RJ, your chance to steal.
Oh, boy. So I don't think it's Geno. I don't think it's Tua. I agree with you. I guess that. All right. But last year Watson wasn't good. Last year, I want to say Watson, but he wasn't good.
He was not.
I don't think Fields.
Well, it's not that he wasn't good. He barely played last year.
Yeah. All right. I'll take Watson.
That is incorrect, my friend. Incorrect. Raymond Santiago. After a slow start.
Go Desmond Ridder.
After a slow start, here's your chance.
He hasn't got one wrong yet, right?
No.
No, he's not wrong.
So if you get this right, you win.
I think it's a name that's been mentioned a few times already, but he's a guy that I had kind of considered on the outskirts. I'll go with Justin Fields.
Nope. No Justin Fields. David.
Back to me?
Back to you.
Wow.
I'm gonna die on this Tua hill. I'm not taking Tua. I refuse to take Tua.
Who else are you thinking about?
You said Watson, RJ?
Watson is out.
Wait a minute.
Oh, now Raymond.
Oh, no. Santiago got it.
Can't be Jones. What a treat that would be, though.
Oh, you'd love it.
Maybe that's why
I brought up the list.
Ooh.
Try to make you happy.
It can't be Kyler Murray. No one has said Geno?
No one has guessed Geno. RJ mentioned Geno, did not guess Geno.
Fields has been guessed.
Fields is out.
Watson has been guessed.
Out.
Geno Smith.
Wrong.
Ah!
Wrong. RJ Santillo, back to you for the win.
The only people I think it can be, Tua.
I will not take Tua.
I think that you made that pretty clear.
Yeah.
Geno?
Well, I just took Geno.
Took Geno out.
No Watson, no Stafford. No Dak. Derek Carr. It can't be Derek Carr.
Why? He could be a first. I mean, he could have been a
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, first ballot Hall of Famer here with the Jets.
Only if he'd been a Jet, though.
Right. Super Bowl champ.
This Sam Munson is tricky.
Kirk Cousins?
I'm going to break the television.
Has anyone said Cousins yet?
Kirk Cousins has not been guessed.
You cannot take Kirk Cousins 9.
We're waiting. Tua or Kirk. I'm running out of names. It can't be Daniel Jones or Derek Carr. No way.
Oh, he's no respect for Daniel Jones
really?
At all.
I mean, it's scoffing at Jones.
Oh, boy. All right. I feel like it's one of these two. Give me Tua.
Wrong.
Oh.
Raymond Santiago. To hear a moment like this for the big win.
There's no way in hell it could be this guy. I'm just throwing stuff at the wall at this point. But, like, just because of Dave's little dying on a hill for him last year. What about Jared Goff?
Ugh, no. Wrong.
I can win.
For the steal, the win.
It can't be Tannehill.
All of it. Moment like this.
Can't be Garoppolo. No Russell
What's
Wilson.
What's your voice right now?
Oh, my God. Because I'm so stressed out. It can't be Jones. It'd be so good if it were, but it can't be Jones.
If it's Jones number 9, I might throw this chair. Like, it's ridiculous.
I have Derek Carr on the table.
Carr's on the table.
God, you guys stink.
I'm down to 2.
You stink. No, we don't stink. This list stinks.
It's
Sam Munson on the phone.
Who are your 2?
No, because you'll steal them if I tell you.
Those are my ladies.
Kyler Murray.
Wrong.
Ah, no.
Why would it be Kyler? He was awful last year. He was awful.
Where else is he going to be? Take Desmond Ridder.
I was down to 2 last time.
This is a pillow fight.
I was down to 2.
I was so good. This is a pillow fight.
I was down to Tua and Kirk last time.
This is the worst list ever.
And
Kirk.
I'm taking Kirk. Give me Kirk. People
wait a lifetime. RJ Santillo with the win.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
I'm looking at the list.
No, the whole thing.
Look at the list.
I don't care. I don't need to look at the list. The
list
is completely fugazi.
You like that?
No.
It's number 9.
No, it's horrendous. It's an embarrassment. The whole Munson family should be embarrassed by that list. Kirk Cousins is not the ninth best quarterback in the NFL.
According to them, he is.
Every year it's like, do we keep him? Do we not keep him? All right, fine. We'll keep him.
I'd like first to thank- quarterback to get a completely guaranteed contract.
I'd like to thank God.
That guy.
Sorry. Speech.
What an awful list that is.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
1 week from today. 1 week. June 1. Hang with us all day long from morning till late afternoon because we're staying all the way through. Join us starting at 6 o'clock from Publicans in Manhasset. Special pregame broadcast. You know what else I'll be able to see?
What else will you be able to see?
The Open. Live.
Come on, man.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What?
It's a live broadcast. Your focus needs to be the live broadcast.
No. I mean, the Thursday
yeah, no.
is... Don't,
John, if there's a TV at Publicans on with tennis that he can see it, I'm not doing the show.
What did I do?
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because...
You really are into this, though.
There will be.
No, there will
I
be.
I enjoyed the tennis... And the French Open will be going on.
No, but you'll be riveted.
You'll have Taylor Fritz up all in your face. You're going to want to watch a tennis.
I don't want Fritz up in my face.
Okay. All I'm saying is, next Thursday, you do a live Open. And then you just attack me for my tennis watching. It doesn't add up.
Well, because I want you to, because you need to participate with me.
I'm sitting here participating right now. I'm doing a read. Beautifully, I might add. Anyhow, you can hang with us all day long. You can hear the Open live and in person. 6 o'clock in the morning, Publicans in Manhasset. Special pregame broadcast and music from Randy and the Zoo. Just steps away from Manhasset train station. We'll jump on the LIRR after the show. Take the train to Citi Field, tailgate in Lot F before the afternoon game against Philadelphia. All brought to you by the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
I don't think that was Irish.
He doesn't know what it is.
What do you mean? It was Irish whiskey. That was an Irish brogue is what that was.
Is that what that was?
It was a brogue.
Terrific.
Yeah, is what it was. Okay, so I was sent this. Can I look at my phone?
Yes.
I have it on my phone.
Yes.
So I just want to be sure what I'm allowed to do and not allowed to do with you. This, RJ, here's the thing. This is troubling because everything that he has said now, it feels like... He's going to one-up us and be like, see, I told you this was accurate. Do I even bring this to air?
I don't even know what you're bringing up.
I think you have to now. No, you can't set this up and then just don't give it to me.
Fine. But you can't peacock around, I'll tell you
that. Well, when was the last time I peacocked?
Often. A lot of peacocking.
Today. Three times yesterday, you know about. Comes the day before that.
Three times you know about.
A British study.
Ooh, British study. Look at A, mate.
That's Australia. It's a British study.
That's a beautiful accent. New Jersey?
Huffington Post is...
Huffington.
Yeah. Men should be sitting down when they pee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I only sit when I pee at home.
Why? Does it say why? Splash it.
Only 24% of British men sit when they pee, according to YouGov data. Experts want that number to dramatically rise. Want me to read a little of the article for you?
I only sit when I pee at home.
Find out why you should.
Yeah, I would like to know why.
All right, men, grab a seat, take a load off. No, we're not talking about having the rest of the sofa, sitting down the next time you head for the loo, because it's British, right? You get that? For a wee. Let us explain. YouGov conducted a 13-country study on men's peeing preferences internationally. Turns out only 24% of British men regularly partake in a sit-down wee-wee. Again, British, so they
talk British,
about
it. Yeah.
So what, you might ask, it turns out there's actually a whole host of health benefits you could be missing out on if you choose to stand when you wee-wee. According to the data gathered by YouGov, British men are among the least likely to sit for a wee internationally, with 33% saying they never do so. Dr. Jesse Mills, associate clinical professor at UCLA Department of Urology.
My goodness. Do we have an answer to the question?
Yeah, can we just answer the question?
You know what? I have not studied the article.
Yes, I read it.
Why haven't you?
Well, what do you want me to do?
You teased it out like 2 segments ago.
Okay, here we go. Sitting down is a better option for men with prostate conditions or men who just can't stand up for a long time. A lot of guys sit to pee if they can't fully evacuate the bladder. When you sit down, you use your abdominal muscles more and you get the last few squirts out.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're fully empty.
Vindication.
I guess
vindication.
When you stand and pee, you're not fully emptying
exactly right.
The bladder.
Right. You can't fully empty because, God forbid, what happens while you're standing up? If you're trying to empty and...
Dribbles.
No, not dribbles, but something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sound like you were emptying right there.
Right. If you're trying to push out the rest...
You could have, you have a situation.
Right. So have a Dawn and Calgary situation.
That's... I mean, so you're vindicated. You happy?
Thank you.
The fact that you guys jumped me for reading, I mean, being thorough with the article.
Thorough? You're supposed to read it during the break. You teased it.
What do you think I am? I can watch tennis. I can talk to you. I can do the show. I can read the article.
Maybe not watch the tennis.
I don't have all this capability. I can't do everything
Maybe
at once.
Maybe skip the tennis.
No,
skip the tennis. The boss is here. We're supposed to impress the boss.
He's my best friend.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? Oh, God. He's my best friend. Speaking of best friends, you know who's not our best friend?
No.
Peter Rosenberg. It's starting to actually get a little bit, I don't know.
Off-putting?
Off-putting, awkward, whatever it is, in fact, that you want to say. So, he sent the nasty text to us. I thought it was hurtful. I thought it was nasty.
It was nasty, yeah.
He doesn't see that. We don't really want anything to do with him at the moment, and he responded with this yesterday on the K-Show.
I'm very sensitive, and I am attacked publicly all the time.
You are.
I have never been bothered when someone reaches out because they're consuming what I do. They actually are taking the time to listen to it and say, hey, you know what would be cool? That's literally all I did. I didn't go, oh, God, I'll tell you what, guys. We've got problems. That is not what I did. I would never be bothered by someone reaching out and saying, you know what would be cool? You think I'm holier than thou? So holier than thou that I'd get offended? Hey, no, here's the deal. Be top 5 in mornings for 15 years straight, and then you give an opinion. Oh, I already did that, so I will give opinions. And how about you listen to them and not get offended like a little bee? God, I didn't even say anything nasty.
Wow. He's not a very nice person.
He's aggressive, and he's taking credit for being the top.
Right.
Top 5 morning show.
Right. What is he, like the 3rd, 4th person on that show?
Nice.
No, really.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But it's now. I mean, you beat top 5 like I have been for so long.
Well, listen. I mean, I didn't take it as... I don't think it was necessary, and...
It was nasty.
I didn't feel the need to, I didn't feel like I needed to respond
on
to it.
On top of everything else, the idea was not that I disliked the person that he had the idea about, but the idea was hurtful and quite frankly terrible.
Yeah, well, just listen. He can do his thing. We'll do our thing. That's fine. I listen to the show all the time. I don't.
And it's a nice show.
I don't text with suggestions.
Right. You do your show.
That's it.
You want to do Wacky Wednesdays? Do Wacky Wednesdays.
Whatever you want to do.
Would you Wednesday? Whatever you want
Anything
to do.
Anything you want to do.
You do it. I consume it for what it is. I don't sit there saying, well, I think you should be doing this, or I think it'd be better if it was this. No. I don't do that.
You want to text me the funny joke, something like that? Great.
That's fine. You know?
Great.
What is he going to parade? I was actually listening to their show. Mind you this, how's he listening to our show?
Well, because he's supposed to be doing his own show.
Right.
Yeah.
But how is he listening?
It's a great question.
If I'm management at Hot 97, why is he listening to our show?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Call him in. Peter, why are you listening to another show when you're supposed to be on the air?
You may call him and ask him.
And apparently
maybe he's got some time.
Here's an apology. I will see what this is about.
I apologize if the fact that the message coming across text message seemed blunt or in any way disrespectful of their show. A lot of people apologize, and when they apologize for intent, it's a cop-out. That's, Don, in this case, that's all I can apologize for, is to say if it came out otherwise than it was intended, then I would apologize
for that. But you're giving that hackneyed apology.
But in this case, I apologize if, in fact, I offended. But that's it. That's all they can get in this case is the hackneyed apology because it wasn't offensive. It was not offensive.
But to them, it was.
Then that's why they get the, if I offended you, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll tell you one thing. This is on top of the fact that we're not invited to the wedding. He's made a statement that we're not invited to the wedding.
May not even be in the second tier.
No.
Which is even more offensive.
And I'll tell you what. If I now get invited to the wedding, there's no way I'm going to that.
No, there's no chance.
There's no chance. I will lie on my couch and eat Cheetos and watch old reruns of I Love Lucy before I would go to that wedding.
No interest.
No interest.
Well, here's the thing. Like, how do you think... Because I would never do it because I have too much respect for the men and I love them to death.
No, this is a kid thing.
Well, no, but that if you or I just sent that text to Michael.
Have they said what the text is?
No.
They have not. They've not disclosed what the text, in fact, is.
No, this isn't like a suggestion for like a, hey, you know, you listen to the K show.
You know what would be great, guys? How about a segment where you did this? This was, let's change the entire structure of the show.
Right.
The whole way the show is done, let's change that. And so flippantly.
You know, I was listening, and you should change the whole show.
Yeah, that's right. I was listening for 5 minutes. You know what I realized? Let's change the entire dynamic of the show. Isn't this like a, hey, guys, I had an idea. Why don't you call me? We could discuss it later. And we sit there.
Seriously, it's a perfect example. If it's the four of us, and we're going back and forth, like, hey, you know, we talked to John Winthrop, and he suggested, hey, on this day, you guys should add some kind of segment. Like, you do DHIF, you do all these segments.
Right.
And like me, yep, hey.
We had
a great
getting
idea.
To know you. John had this idea. Do a getting to know you. I don't know that I loved it, but I was like, you know what? Let's give it a try. It seems like a good
nice
idea.
Nice suggestion.
Great. It's not like John said, well, dangle from the ceiling when you do the show.
You know, the show would be a lot better if Dave wasn't on it.
Right.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yes.
That's pretty much what he said.
Right, exactly.
You know what would make the show better? Oh, what, John? What can you tell us? What would make the show better? If you take the next month off.
If there were two different hosts.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. But I listened.
He did listen.
Yeah, but I listened.
He did listen.
So I can make opinions.
He's been top five also.
Right.
15 years.
15 straight.
Wow.
15 straight.
That's amazing. He's amazing.
Well, he doesn't
flippantly throw
I don't
that
think
our
he
way.
Meant to be disrespectful, but.
I don't think he meant to be hurtful, but he was hurtful. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I think if there was a more regular back and forth with the text messages.
Right.
And that
Do you ever get a, you know what I was listening today? You guys are really good, great show.
No.
Have you ever gotten that?
No.
He listens, and 5 minutes in, here's how I would remedy what I think ails the program.
Right.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.